from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anyway, I teased a ESPN prediction list. It's not great. It's Dan Graziano, who is the NFL senior national reporter. And this is one of those ESPN login things, so excuse me here while I enter my Disney password.
1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D.
Get this one going. Yep, there it is. Very nice. Predicting potential 2024 surprises for all 32 NFL teams.
Okay.
Here is what he wrote about the Patriots. These all start with, like, the sentence, you know, don't be surprised if, and then it goes, the Patriots do this, the Jets do this, the Bills do this, whatever. Don't be surprised if the Patriots have the number one pick in the 2025 draft.
I'm going to be surprised if they don't, Dan.
I mean, that's a surprise. I feel like that's what most people are expecting. Here's what Graziano writes. What I'm hearing, the Patriots know they're short in several key areas, most significantly the offensive line. That's one of the main reasons that despite his outplaying veteran Jacoby Brissett in the preseason, Drake May will open the season on the bench while Brissett gets the starting nod. I believe you'll see May as the starting quarterback at some point, but right now the Patriots are still trying to answer questions about the group around him and make sure he's not in a position to drown in negativity when he does get in there. New England went into camp thinking its defense would be the thing that keeps it afloat, but the loss of Christian Barmore potentially all year and the trade of Matthew Judon have thinned the Patriots out badly on the defensive front. ESPN's Football Power Index rates their schedule as the toughest in the league, and you can see why right away. In September alone, they have the Bengals, Jets, and Niners on the road, as well as the Seahawks at home. FPI also says the Patriots have a 21.9% chance to land the top pick. That's the highest in the league.
Seems low.
22%, I'd say. I'd knock that up to like 42.
Because
I think it's probably more.
Last I checked, the Red Sox had like a 19% chance to make the playoffs, and I think the Patriots have a much better chance to get the number one pick than the Red Sox have of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. By the way, just for reference here, these other surprises, like for the Bills, don't be surprised if Khalil Shakir is their top wide receiver this season. For the Dolphins, don't be surprised if Jalen Waddle catches more balls than Tyreek Hill. And for the Jets, don't be surprised if they lead the league in sacks. So, like, those are the general surprises that you're seeing. For the Patriots, don't be surprised if they suck worse than any other team in the entire NFL, which would not surprise me, and it definitely wouldn't surprise you.
If you go 0-17, pretty good chance you're getting the number one pick.
Yeah, I'd say
people
so.
People getting really mad at me. Some guy yelled at me on Twitter about that.
About 0-17?
This is the kind of take that makes you sound like a moron of all morons and blah, 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 blah.
All right. Talk to me in January.
Well, I mean, it is going to be one of those things where if they go like 1-16, they're going to be like, ha, in your face, Andy.
Right.
Oh, 0-17. Yeah. Ha, look at that. 1 in the win column, in your face.
You got me. You're right. 1-16 is way off. I was so dumb, moron.
So this is a throwaway year, right? I mean, are we looking at this as a throwaway year?
It matters. Remember Gerard in the preseason said it doesn't count, but it matters. Now it counts and it matters.
Yeah.
It matters to develop young talent. And that young talent.
Okay, but in terms of the standings and the competitiveness and all of that, it's a throwaway year.
Yeah, they're not trying to win.
Right.
Gerard told you that. Do you remember?
That they're not trying to win?
I can get the audio from the first press conference
that
where he said,
well, Kraft said that too. It's not really about wins and losses this year.
Gerard also literally said, we're going to win some games. Now, whether that's this year or next year, I don't know. He told you the wins might have to wait a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say developing young players, I'm including in my mind about 4 to 6 players who will be starting their seasons sometime between tonight and Sunday for college football programs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Will Campbell. I'm talking about, you know, another wide receiver, an edge rusher, a second corner. Like, there are guys that aren't on the Patriots that I think are a part of this foundation, because when you pick at the top of every round, Like, ESPN and I both agree they are going to pick at the top of every round. Actually, not the first round, because I actually believe they're going to trade down from number one to number five, because they're going to, some sucker that wants a QB, wants Shedeur Sanders, will give them a boatload. But they're going to utilize all that on the core. The core is this year and next year. You're building the core. And then whatever you money-hungry people get in free agency, because they're going to do that too. It's going to be a ridiculously different team at this time next August. I don't rule out now embracing the Houston Texans. Why can't we turn this around in a year? But now it's this year. It's like from now to next, the beginning of next season.
Yeah.
They're not going to be good this year.
Texter says, and this is a good question, Texter up in Maine says, can you please explain how the Patriots ended up with such a difficult schedule in the league when they sucked so bad last year?
Joe Burrow got hurt. You got a last place game against the Bengals.
Yep.
That hurts. Justin Herbert and the Chargers are a last place game, although most of us probably don't think of that as a last place team. And the rotational nature of the schedule.
Right.
Very, very little of the NFL schedule is based on your wins and losses. It's
that's only like a couple of those
two
games.
Right, yeah.
And also their division's really good, you know.
So and their division is very good and has gotten better because Aaron Rodgers is playing instead of Zach Wilson.
Yep.
And there was another preseason list. I think I sent it to you, but I don't have it open right now.
Oh, yeah, right.
They have the toughest quarterback schedule in the National Football League. Mike Sando from The Athletic breaks it down all numerically by tiers and numbers and statistically. I mean, I could have told you this superficially, but he put it into numbers. They have the toughest opposing quarterback schedule in the NFL. Another reason why I worry about Christian Gonzalez and just assuming he's going to be the second coming of Sauce Gardner or something.
Yeah, that's certainly fair. Let me see if I can pull that up. I am not subscribed to The Athletic, so you may have to do it.
Oh, I'll do that.
Let's see here. I'm looking at it right now. Maybe I got one of those free clicks. I was reading it earlier, so I think I do. All right, here we go. Yeah, I do. All right. Number one, New England Patriots. 2.27 average QB tier. Patriots had the second toughest QB schedule last season, and it's only gotten tougher. Injuries to Burrow and Herbert last season doomed those quarterbacks team to fourth place finishes. That wasn't the Patriots' problem, but it is now. The formula used to determine each team's 17th opponent means the Patriots also face Caleb Williams, one of the most promising rookie quarterbacks in years. Here's their strength by tier average. Week one, Joe Burrow, tier one. Week 16 and 18, Josh Allen, tier 1. Week 11, Matthew Stafford and the Rams, tier 2. Week 17, Justin Herbert, tier 2. Aaron Rodgers, week 3, tier 2. Rodgers again in week 8. C.J. Stroud, week 6, tier 2. Brock Purdy, tier 2. Is that too high for Brock Purdy, by the way?
No.
No? Okay.
All he does is win, win, win.
Sure, his team wins.
Quarterbacks get credit for wins. That's the way it worked.
Tua Tagovailoa, tier 3. Trevor Lawrence, tier 3. Kyler Murray, tier 3. Geno Smith and Caleb Williams, tier 3. The only tier 4 guys they have are Will Levis in the Titans, week 4, and Anthony Richardson and the Colts in week 13.
Anthony Richardson, who, love him, hate him, take him, leave him, our friend in the morning show, Chris Scheim, has wagered will be the NFL MVP this year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I missed that. I didn't. That's a bold claim. That's
Chris
a bold
Scheim,
prediction.
Who's claimed?
I bet there is some big juice on that.
Oh yeah, and his claim to fame is he picked Lamar Jackson to be the MVP the first time he won it.
Okay, well Lamar Jackson's,
but he wasn't at the time. It was his first season as a starter.
Okay. Yeah, but Scheim also picked Drake May to be Rookie of the Year.
Okay. Yeah, well, all right. That one may not.
It's not impossible
might not cash
yet.
That ticket, but okay.
No, no, no. Josh Allen didn't start Week One, but he had 15 starts after that. So Drake may get the starts necessary now. I don't know if the rest of the team will be up to par to allow him to win such an award, but don't give up on that yet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.